101.3 WIVD AM 1470. It is 6:45 on this Tuesday morning. And Kettle Moraine Lutheran High School reporters Noah Nichols and Ray Lehman joining us in the studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So welcome to March. You know what? Last time you guys were here, there was daylight, you know.
Yeah. It's a little dark today, but.
Yeah, again. But so where do you want to start this morning? You want to start with basketball or do you want to start? Well, you know what? Let's start with the musical. How did Seussical the musical wrap up? I didn't make it. We had station problems that day, and it was 2 o'clock before I got done, and I thought, oh, too late now.
It was good, I thought. I actually had influenza B the entire time, and that was not fun because I still had to perform. So I was on and off stage, going, doing my business, coming back, and just rocking and rolling.
Wow.
I was not about to put in 3 months of work and then just not do it for the weekend. So
the show must go on.
Yeah, that was a weekend for sure.
Oh yeah. But it went really well. Besides the little hiccups with him running off stage occasionally, everything ran very smoothly. We had a lot of people show up and come to the performances, which was really nice.
Yeah, that was the most, for any performance I've been in, I think I've been 5. That was most people that have come all week.
Wow.
Because usually Friday and Saturday were busy like usual, but Sunday was also like very busy, and that's not very normal at all.
Oh, okay. All right. So then do we move to basketball from there?
Want to talk about basketball?
I think you want to talk about basketball.
I love basketball.
get some nice comments, nice compliments on your rap you did after the other game, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that. That was very nice. Yeah, basketball. Who would have thought? Who would have thought? I mean, the guys are going to say that they saw themselves here, and I fully credit them to that. But I didn't. I mean, Waupun, we beat them before, but we're down by, I think it was 13 at half. Yep. And I'm like, well, it was a good run. You know, I'll be the first one who's like, all right, we show them, all right, we'll stay. But like, I didn't see this coming at all. And it wasn't like this, the thing that stuck out to me the most about the second half was like, it wasn't a big, huge, like just all of a sudden momentum switch. It was just like gradually. And then you look up at the scoreboard and we're only down by 3. And that, like, I didn't even, like, you realize, like, oh, they're not making as many shots, and we're like, oh, we are. But I didn't think it was that big of a comeback until I looked at the scoreboard. It was insane. The first half, they were lightning. Like, they were shooting, I think it was, like, 70 or 80% from the field. They were making everything, threes from anywhere. Like, we would guard them pretty good, except they would just shoot from anywhere, and they would make it. And I'm like, these guys are good. And we just weren't making our shots. It's not that we were shooting bad. It's just we weren't shooting lights out, but we were still down by 13. And we knew they couldn't keep it up for the entire game. We knew that part. But I didn't think, like, I didn't see this coming. How much did we win by? 5?
Yeah.
So we had a plus 18 in the second half.
Yeah.
Against a team who has only lost once. To us, to be fair.
Right.
But
right.
These guys are good. But that just tells you how the mental willpower of our boys, that they can come back from a 13 deficit from a team we've lost to before. Granted, we've beaten, but co-champs, so there's blood, bad blood here.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to state. This is the farthest we've been in a tournament so far. We're going to state. Everyone wants them to win because now we have off of school on Thursday, so I wanted them to win. And all of a sudden, we look up, and we have boys shooting lights out and just playing. We played such good defense, and I think that was the key. Like, their best player, Domas, I don't know his first name, I just know him as Domas. He's good. I'll give him that. I think he's gotten scholarship offers to Madison. So he's, don't quote me on that, but that's what I've heard. The rumor has it.
Okay.
And he's good. But we didn't, the only points he scored in the second half are like free throws.
Hmm.
But like, he scored others, but compared to the first half, we shut him down. And we just, as a team, played together. And these boys, they show such class on the court. We've been playing against teams who do not like us at all because we're not supposed to be here. And people are uncomfortable when teams like us are coming and beating teams like we are. And they don't like it, and their fans are going to show it. They don't like us. granted, we don't like them either. But
to be fair,
but they really don't like us. And our boys have showed teamwork, sportsmanship, and just flat out class. And I think that shows more than the run that we've made for state.
All right. And you're going to the game Thursday?
Yeah.
I kind of figured you were.
Yeah.
So we'll try to get you in on Friday morning for the wrap after the game on Thursday.
I'd also like to mention 4-0 in the toga. Just so, I mean.
And we're still not seeing photos of it anywhere.
There are photos everywhere, so you're not looking hard enough.
I haven't seen any. All right.
I'll tag you in a field today.
There you go. Tag me one. Just so I can prove it, you know, because, you know, there's no picture, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I guess. Do you want to just keep talking about sports? We got a lot going on.
Sure.
Because spring sports are coming up, so you want to talk about cheer?
Yeah, cheers just had their state competition. That was in lacrosse?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So they took second in their varsity preliminary, which wasn't with everyone, but then fourth overall in state, which is really good.
Now, Mike from Bob's Main Street Auto, who comes in on Thursday mornings, his daughter is on the KML cheerleading squad. Mm-hmm. She's a freshman. She's on the squad. So he talked about that last week, too. So, yeah, pretty impressive achievement.
Yeah, very impressive.
I got a feel for the cheerleaders because I know they definitely thought their season was going to be done by now. But with basketball making, they're going to every game, so they're still having practices.
No, there you go. Okay.
And then we got softball. You want to talk about that?
So I guess that started yesterday. Last year they won regionals, so I guess we're hoping for a really good season.
New head coach.
Oh, really?
Yep, Mr. Ott's coaching. Should be a good time. I mean, our softball team has never really been awesome, and then I didn't even know they won regionals last year because it happens over the summer. Softball, yeah, so all that happens over summer. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, and then we got girls soccer that starts next week, and we do have high hopes for this year. Our girls soccer team is not underperforming the last few years, but we got high hopes. One of our good players is out, Abby Washburn. She got hurt in basketball.
Now, there's a couple people missing from the roster this year, so it's going to be a little interesting.
Got the big three, got Melinda Weber, Megan Sina, and Kate Osway just rocking the squad, and I think that they, if they show leadership, that they can get the team together and they could do some sort of miracle. I mean, we're not opposed to seeing teams make a run at Kettle.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. All right. What else is going on?
We actually just had District for Forensics yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
That was Manitowoc at Lincoln High School. And if you've never been there, it is gorgeous. It looks like an actual castle.
Really?
And it's also on the water, so it's just beautiful.
Hmm.
But it was very chilly, so stay inside. But it was really interesting because there were three levels that you could go on for your performances. So it was just insane the amount of people there because some of my rooms had 8 people. Some of my rooms had 4 people. So it was just a big difference overall. But I know a lot of us made it to state. We don't know our scores yet. We find that out today. So,
were you pleased with your performance yesterday?
I was just trying to get through it without my sickness getting in the way. So thankfully, I think it did. So
everyone's sick lately.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What else is coming up?
So upcoming at Kettle, we have the Sacred Concert, which is Tuesday, March 20th at 6:30 in the PAC. And I know that one, it's usually a little longer because the band and I think all bands and all choirs are in it. And I think the grade school band is in it. Don't quote me on that. They show up randomly in each concert. They're the wild card. Okay. But Sacred Concerts are really cool. It's just, I would say majority of our school. Could you say majority of our school?
A lot of our school, yeah.
We'll give them 1/3 of our school. they're in a band or a choir, and they're just praising our Lord and very loudly and very beautifully. More things coming up. We have spring break Monday, March 26th through April 2nd, and I have never been more excited. They say senioritis can start after spring break, but I would make a case for fourth quarter, which started yesterday.
Ah.
I'd make a case for after Christmas.
That's a long slide.
What are you doing for spring break?
Nothing. I was going to go on the East Coast trip, so there's a group of kids that go down led by one of our history teachers, and they actually go down to the East Coast. Not down. Well, east to the East Coast. Okay. And they go and through Washington, D.C. and all these stuff and look at like all the old history down there. It's really cool. It's actually, if you write an essay on it, you get a half credit in history too.
Okay.
So I thought I was going to have that half credit to graduate.
Ah.
So I'm like, sure, I'll go to the East Coast. And it's a lot of fun. Everyone loves it. But then I found out I don't need to. And I also don't have money because college. So I decided that I would not go on the East Coast trip. But I know a lot of people who are. And we'll talk about that after it happens. I think that's in a few weeks.
And now you're doing college tours, you said, on spring break.
I'm doing a few, yeah. So we are driving down to Friday. School's actually that day. But we're driving down that day to Missouri to tour the University of Missouri. Then we're probably going to stay for like 2 days and then head over to Bradley in Peoria, Illinois. So I'm going to get a couple tours in. And it's going to be really good. And then I come back and I get my tonsils out.
At least you get Jell-O and popsicles.
I'm very excited for that part.
Yeah, you know.
The other stuff, not so much.
Not so much, no. What else is on the list?
So we got WSMA, which now I've participated in WSMA a few times. I actually don't even know what it stands for. I'll look it up right now.
Oh.
But let's see. So WSMA is a little competition between, I believe, all schools in Wisconsin, right? Wisconsin School Music Association, WSMA.
There you go.
But, I would say all Wisconsin.
Yeah, I would say all Wisconsin. All Wisconsin schools come together, and it's for band and singing and
solo and ensemble.
Yeah, so everything musical is just comes and combines, and then there's different rounds per se. I think there's like regionals and then there's state.
Yep.
And I've participated in a few times. It was a good time. I was in our show choir, Echoes, who actually is going to state this year, and they perform in two categories, jazz and show choir, and I think they made it in show choir.
Okay.
So when I was there, we made it in both, but whatever. And then we actually have a total of 99 medals throughout Cattle this year.
Well, no, that's just for choir.
That's just for choir?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because then for band, there's a total of 90 medals for that. So it's a ton of medals.
Wow.
Which is amazing.
So not that many people, because I think I had like 3 or so medals at WSMA, but that's still an impressive number.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we're going to State for Choir is at Cardinal Stritch University on May 5th. I know there are a lot of people there, especially when we performed back my sophomore year. And we have a concert to showcase the Starred One performances at Kettle on May 2nd, in which these groups can perform their songs for parents and friends in our PAC. And I believe Star One is state.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Are all ones state?
No, just Star Ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then band?
Yeah, for band, we have our jazz combo and our percussion ensemble going to state, which is really cool for them, because I know they practice all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I walk out of school, I just see them all heading into their practice room.
My friends are in both, and I'm like, oh, want to go play video games when you're home? No, we got percussion. I'm like, yeah. And they had 90 medals as an event in their band, which is very impressive. And
that's just a lot of the different types of classes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of categories, a lot of people, a lot of talents and gifts that we've been given. And it's cool to see people using them, especially for this area.
There you go. Is that what else is on the list? Anything else, or did we get to it?
I think we pretty much bumped her out.
Okay, so again, just so people are aware, the game is on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
At the Kohl Center. Tip-off 1:35.
That sounds right to me.
Against Valders.
Valders, who I've never heard of.
Valders is up
Manitowoc,
by
Manitowoc, right?
Near Manitowoc. And my little brother actually went to that school district for a while, lived up in that district for a while at one point. So that's the only reason I know what it is.
And they upset Xavier.
Yes.
Oh.
And Xavier hadn't lost in like 58 games or something like that.
Yeah.
Or it was in the 50s. And then that time they lost was like the state championship. And the time before that, they had like a 30-game winning streak.
Yeah.
So they had a huge, huge upset here.
Two upset teams playing each other in the first
round.
But Valders
is the first seed. We're the fourth seed.
Right.
We're still the underdog. And I think our boys like that. I think our coach Jans wanted to be four seed because we've been thriving in that dark horse.
I had a caller who expressed that, one of my regular callers mentioned that earlier in the week, which would have been yesterday, I guess. But yeah, that the coach likes that that underdog deal, and
it's been working for them. It's been working because all the pressure is on the team that's above them.
Yep.
And now, until the end of the tournament, we're always going to be below because we're a 4 seed now.
See, there you go. So, all right. Well, hey, thank you guys for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And what time you want to come in on Friday?
Time do you want me to come in? When I wake up.
When you wake up. When you're good. Yeah, but I do want to get a report on Friday. So
sounds good.
About this time or whatever. Yeah, whatever works. We'll make it work. All right. Hey, thanks again for coming in, and enjoy your spring break and good luck with your tonsils out.
Thank you.
See you Friday.
See you Friday. Thanks, guys.